With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call today's show with any questions, our number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or please reach out to me via email at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. Well, we've got a very fun show prepared for you today and quite a bit to go through. I'm really fired up. We just had our monthly case study Thursday evening, last Thursday. And for those of you new to the show or maybe unfamiliar with Lifestyles Unlimited, what we do once a month is we hold a case study where we have a few of our members actually get up on stage and present their recent real estate successes. And it's part of our requirement where we give back and we share what we did and how we did it with other members and with new people so that they can learn and copy and do the same thing that we do so that they can be successful creating passive income. These are real people just like yourself, and they get up on stage, but they're up on stage with their real estate mentor, either their single family or their multifamily mentor, and they present these recent accomplishments. It's a case study. We go through it. Here is the property. Here's the investment. Here's the return. Here's what we did. Here's the vendors we used. And again, these are folks who never had real estate experience at all in their life. And then the last one is a multifamily. And that the multifamily obviously is somebody who typically has been in Lifestyles Unlimited a little longer. They're a little more advanced and they're doing the multifamily apartment case study. But anyway, this week we had three very, very great stories. And I just want to go over them briefly. But the first couple was very new to Lifestyles Unlimited. They had just joined literally just a couple of months ago. But this couple purchased two homes in 1 month. Not one, two homes in 1 month. Their out-of-pocket literally on these two homes was about $40,000 total, not each total. What's unique about this couple is these houses that they purchased, these rental homes, are literally about 5 or 6 hours away from where they live, which that's kind of mind-blowing for those of you that don't understand what we do and how we do it. But these houses, they purchased them, they rehabbed them, they're both cash flowing, they both have a resident in these homes, and essentially this couple, just in a couple of months, made about 100% equity capture. I think the number was somewhere around 37,000. So literally 40 in and immediately $37,000 return. Folks, that's about 100% return on their out-of-pocket immediately. And again, both these houses are also cash flowing, so they're getting an additional $200 or $300 each month on top of that. So that was a great case study just because it's a new couple, and boom, they dove in. They went all in, two houses in 1 month, and I think their goal is to literally purchase another five houses throughout the year. So I guarantee they'll accomplish that. If they can do two in 1 month, they're going to get five before the end of the year. The second couple that came up was a little more seasoned. They had been in Lifestyles Unlimited for, I want to say, 2-3 years maybe. This couple is now up to five houses in less than 1 year that they have purchased. All five are cash flowing. But the beauty of what this couple's done, they hit a home run with one of these deals, an absolute home run. So their out-of-pocket expense on one of these purchases was $22,000. And once they rehabbed the home, got it up, got it running, and refinanced out of hard money, they had an equity capture, okay, of $92,000. All right? Your radio is working correctly. I said $22,000 down, equity capture of $92,000. Friends, that is over 400% cash-on-cash return in one deal in less than 1 year. Are you getting those returns in the stock market? Is your 401k giving you 400% returns like that? No. No, it's not. I've done the shows. I've done the research. I know it's not. So now the third couple, the multifamily couple, this part's going to blow your mind, okay? This couple, they're the ones who purchased the apartment complex, and it was down and out. It was an eyesore. It was in a bad way, and they fixed everything. They rehabilitated this product. They went in and redid all the units, new fixtures, new appliances, paint, everything. The first year was a 13% cash-on-cash return. The second year was a 28% cash-on-cash return. They had already, you know, the first year they did all the capital improvements. The second year, everything's kind of starting to run. The new management's in place. They got better tenants, on and on and on. In year three, they refinanced the property and gave 150% back to their investors, okay? 150 back. So if you had 10 grand in the deal, they gave you 15. If you had 100 in the deal, they gave you 150. Now, your original money's still in the deal. So 150 back to investors, still returning a 28% cash-on-cash return every year going forward. Literally, long story, but in year six, this couple sold the apartment complex, providing a total return to their investors of 591%. Again, your radio, it's working, 591%. So if you had $100,000 in this deal, they gave you back $591,000 plus your original $100,000. So that's amazing, folks. Again, I know you're not getting these returns in the stock market or in your 401k or your IRA. So the best part of this is this couple is literally giving back incredibly to the residents of this apartment complex. They have swim lessons. They have community parties, holiday gatherings. They do health screenings. They provide free groceries for needy residents. They have English as a second language classes, after school programs, on and on and on. They even took a field and turned it into a soccer field and had a little tournament for the kids that live there. So this couple, they're multimillionaires, and they don't need to give back. They want to give back, and they're successful, and that's a pretty amazing story. Now, these three couples I just talked about, they had one thing in common, and what they had in common was they had no real estate experience whatsoever prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited, okay? None. They joined, they educated themselves. They sat down with their mentor, they reviewed, they learned, and then they executed, and they're doing incredibly well today. So the title for today's show is the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd, because we do things a little different. We see things 180 degrees opposite, and we follow a different path to financial freedom. We don't follow the conventional path. The conventional path is go to school, get good grades, so you go to a good college, and while you're in college, go ahead and borrow $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 to get your degree, because it's all about the degree. All that matters is the degree, the degree, the degree, so then you can get a good job, so that then you can go feed a 401k or an IRA for 30 or 40 or 50 years in hopes that you will then be able to retire with dignity and finally do everything you deserved and wanted to do or that you deferred in your life. So that is the conventional path to retirement, friends, and we don't follow that path. We don't follow it. We're not going to sit for 30 or 40 or 50 years and hope that our 401k or IRA returns. You see, again, we see things 180 degrees different from the conventional folks. We're not waiting on Wall Street to save us. We're not waiting on Washington, D.C. to save us. We control our own life. We control our own destiny. And again, we do things totally different from the conventional crowd, different than what you've been taught your whole life. The go to school, the get good grades, go to college. Most people are borrowing money to go to college to get a degree, and it's taken people 20, 30 years to pay off these college loans. It is an absolute crisis. It is an absolute crisis. In fact, Forbes calls it a crisis. But friends, that is the conventional path, and that is not the path that we have chosen as real estate investors to follow. We have chosen a completely different direction. And again, we're not waiting on Wall Street. We're not waiting on Washington, D.C. We're controlling our own life and our own destiny. So I just told you a story about three couples that have decided and realized that the path they were on was not working, and they're experiencing amazing success right now in real estate investing that they would never have thought of or never have done if they did not look at Lifestyles Unlimited and realize that that is a better way. So today's show, we're going to get into it when we come back on the other side, is the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. So we're going to peel those back, and we're going to peel them back David Letterman style from 10 down to 1. And we're going to start it when we come back on the other segment. So we're having a lot of fun this morning. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This morning, we're just about to go through the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. We're having a little bit of fun today. If you'd like to call the show, our number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do respond personally to each and every email, and I really enjoy the comments and questions from our listeners. Okay, as successful real estate investors, we do things that in many cases are 180 degrees opposite from the conventional crowd or the conventional wisdom or what we've all been taught and trained over time. We've realized that society's plan for us was not going to work. Okay, once we realized that, we left that path. We left the conventional wisdom path, as I refer to it, and we follow a different roadmap to success, but it's definitely a proven and time-tested roadmap. Mark my words on that. I mean, this map's been around for over 30 years. It was created by our founder, Dale Walmsley, and has been followed by over 40,000 people all across our country. Now, this map leads to a different kind of income, okay? Not W-2 income. That's what we all work for and collect a paycheck where we're trading labor and time and hours for income. This is passive income that comes month in, month out, quarterly. And I've personally witnessed just how effective passive income can be, how effective this map is. I have met people at Lifestyles Unlimited that have just joined, and within a few short years, watched them evolve literally into millionaires, okay? And I've watched millionaires evolve even further and continue to double and triple their net worth, okay? These are people that swim against the grain. They do not follow the crowd. So much of what they do is counterintuitive, right? 180 degrees different. And I wanted to do a show based solely on those behaviors. So today's show is the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. And full disclosure here before I get into it, I had a friend post this question on Facebook just to kind of see some of the responses that came across, and some of them were fantastic, including one response from one of our multifamily passive investors. Literally, all he did was post a picture of his house that he's building down on the Texas Gulf Coast, the beach house. It was just a picture, and this house is incredible, folks. And so it was kind of a mic drop moment. What do real estate investors do different? Boom, here's a picture of my beach house that I'm building. So anyway, I liked it. That was great. So let's dig into it. The top 10 things real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd. We're going to go 10 to 1. Number 10, we save to invest where others invest to save, okay? Again, counterintuitive. We're not speculators. We purchase physical cash flowing assets. We identify the asset. We perform the due diligence. We do the math. We know going into the deal what the returns are going to be. And this deal either makes sense or it doesn't make sense. It's that simple. It is a mathematical equation, okay? We're not waiting, hoping, or speculating because we know the market will come down just as fast as it goes up, if not faster. So our assets cash flow, and they never lose money. So again, we save to invest where others invest to save, all right? Number 9, we have an abundance mindset. That's right. You must have an abundance mindset or abundance mentality to be successful in real estate investment. We know wealth can be created. We know there's plenty for everyone. We see opportunity where others see fear, right? Fear, false evidence appearing real. We will leave a good life to live a great life, right? So there's a saying, Abraham Lincoln had it, and is the best way to predict the future is to create it. So he was definitely an abundance mentality guy. Whereas the scarcity mentality, they believe there's only so much to go around, that there's finite resources. They are negative, where we are positive. We see opportunity, and they see work, okay? So we take a single-family home, we rehab it, we double our investment on the equity capture, and magically, we get the rehab money back when we sell the home. So again, we were following an abundance mindset or an abundance mentality. We know that wealth can be created, and we know that there's plenty to go around. So I invite you to stay with us. We're having some fun this morning. We're going to pick this up on the other side with the top 10 things that real estate investors do differently from the conventional crowd. And you'll want to hang on and you'll want to hear the number one item. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We've been counting down today the top 10 things real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. If you've got any questions about today's show or comments, our number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Feel free to email me, askmike@luinc.com. That's luinc.com. Okay, the top 10 things that we do when we last left off, we had done 10 and 9, and now we're going to do number 8 from the top 10, and this is a funny one. This is important, though. We stay in rehab, okay? We stay in rehab, and I'm not talking about that rehab. I'm talking about the rehab to a property or to an apartment complex. This is how we build value and create equity, okay? We'll take a single-family home, distressed, and these are the homes that others in real estate will pass on, that they'll look at and they'll say, what an eyesore, what a project. I don't have time for a project. We definitely have time for a project, okay? We like to take these homes and we fix them. We rehab them, right, so to speak, whether it's single family or, again, apartment communities, we will rehab them as well. And that is how we create value and build wealth, right? It's the people that are buying the big, beautiful, perfect homes, and they're looking to rent them out that run into problems because they never get the full value that that product should bear, and it just doesn't bear what it should. And so we'll take the distressed property, we fix it up, we create best product, best price, clean, functional, safe housing for folks to live in. So number eight, we stay in rehab, right? Number seven, we help others get what they want so that we can get everything we want, okay? That is one of our principles. And literally, if you help enough people get what they want, you will have everything you want. It absolutely works. We believe in it. We see it happen all the time. Now, note on that, I did not say you can have anything you want. I said you can have everything you want. Very important. But you must help a lot of people, okay? You've got to do this over and over and over. You've got to repeat it. You can't just do it one time. I've met some folks in kind of the naysayer, the scarcity crowd, right? And, well, I helped this one time and it just didn't work out for me. No, you need to do this over and over and over. And how do we help people? How does the real estate investor help people? Again, we provide functional, safe, affordable housing. We fix everything. We put in new air conditioners. We put in new hot water heaters, new appliances. And we repeat this process over and over and over. So you've got to help many people all the time, over and over, and never stop helping. And you'll be able to have everything you want. I promise you that. Looks like we have a caller on line one, Mike in San Antonio. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Fabulous. How can we help you this morning?
Excellent. I was curious. I'm sure during the course of when you, say, bid on a house, and maybe you have the winning bid, and as you go through, because you're talking about doing rehab, and you start estimating repairs, and then you find something that might be so expensive that it wouldn't be wise that you want to walk away from the deal. How much time after you're the winning bid, how much time do you have without any repercussions of walking away and saying, nope, I don't want this house?
So, Mike, we educate ourselves, and we're not walking in blind. We are able, typically, our GC or whoever will meet us when we look at these houses, but we'll close within 10 days. We offer a quick close on these. We use what's called hard money, and that gives us massive leverage. In fact, that brings me to the next point on this top 10. But we do use a system, and we literally know what that rehab is going to be when we go into a house. And you're absolutely right. If the math doesn't make sense, the worst thing you can do is purchase that property because you're going to get hung. You're going to get stuck. And so do you own any rent houses now, Mike?
At this time, no, but I'm in the process of looking for some. And
right.
And so what you were saying, you have your GC actually meet you at the property when you do your initial walkthrough?
Absolutely, and we're up against it here, but we do. I encourage you to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. We do have an office right there in San Antonio, and we can actually help you. We actually help find properties for our members. So I encourage you, Lifestyles Unlimited, check us out in San Antonio, and yes, we do have our DC meet us on these properties, so we have a solid investment. This is the Lifestyle
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This morning, we have been 10 to 1 going through the top 10 things that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd or the conventional wisdom crowd. Our number here is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Feel free to call with any questions that you may have about real estate investing or passive income or about today's subject. So let's get into it. Number six, okay? Number six, we had left off at number seven. Number six is we borrow lots of money. lots and lots and lots of money, okay? And that is different from the conventional crowd. We utilize massive leverage, okay? Folks, we have some members of Lifestyles Unlimited that control literally $1 billion in real estate, one of our members. Others control several hundred thousand dollars in real estate, several million dollars in real estate. But many of us, we just own a few houses or we're passive investors. But again, we borrow lots of money and we utilize massive leverage. So $1 in real estate, a dollar investment will control $5 in real estate, okay? So theoretically, if you had $100,000 invested, you're controlling $500,000 worth of real estate. So there's a lot of leverage there, and we do it properly. We do it in a safe manner. We do it in a way where, again, we've done the math and we understand. So we're utilizing good debt. We're not borrowing for consumer debt. Please don't hear me wrong here and go get a lot of consumer debt. That is bad debt. We use good debt. And we refinance often and very often, but we don't spend that money. We reinvest that money back into other deals. In fact, we call that seed corn, right? That's when you refinance and you pull money out. We're not going to go spend it. We're going to put it into another deal to increase our cash flow. So number five, and I may lose some of you here, is we cash out our 401ks and our IRAs to buy real estate, okay? And I know I'm losing some of you here. Some of you are saying, you're crazy. There's no way. But I'm going to tell you this. This is absolutely the right thing to do once you understand what you're doing, okay? And Dale Walmsley actually told me this. The first day I met him, he said, you need to cash in your IRA and you need to invest. And it honestly took me several months before I accepted that. But I paid the penalty and I paid the taxes. So I'm going to throw this out to you. If you can make a 100%, 200%, 300% return, I gave you examples at the top of the broadcast of a couple that made over a 400% return on one home, and then another couple that returned 591% on an apartment deal. Okay, do you want to just leave it in the market and hope you get that 8 or 9% return? No. And when we cash it out, we control our money, right? We control it, not Wall Street. Number four, we pay less taxes, way less, okay? When done correctly, our investments are tax-free. Again, we're creating passive income, which is either tax-free or very, very low taxes because of the way we're setting this up. We depreciate everything. We use a 1031 exchange when we sell our property so that we put that money into more real estate, and we don't pay taxes on it. So essentially, we defer, and then we die. And when we die, guess what? Our family gets our real estate at a stepped-up basis, and the deferred taxes are wiped out. So we pay way less taxes than the conventional crowd. The conventional crowd is earning their income through W-2 income. And I'll tell you right now, W-2 income is the highest taxed form of income there is. It's taxed every way short of Monday, and Washington is going to continue to tax it more and more and more. So as real estate investors, we pay less taxes. All right, number three, we copy others, okay? This is a good one. We believe copying's good. This is 180 degrees different than what you were taught in school. Why reinvent the wheel if you have a roadmap to success and you can copy somebody else's work and follow that roadmap, why would you not do it? If success is the end result, why do you have to do this on your own? Why would you want to reinvent the wheel on your own and try to do this by yourself? Real estate's a team sport. We copy others. We share every case study. Every road trip we have, members will open their books and show us how they went from A to B to C. So let me ask you this. If you were opening a business, a department store, do you think Target or Walmart would open their books and share with you their vendors and their plans and their successes? The answer is absolutely 100% no. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we are happy to share with others. In fact, we encourage copying and sharing. So you'll want to stay with us. When we come back on the other side, we're going to do number two and number one, top 10 things real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Harrison.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and this morning we have been working on the top 10 items that real estate investors do different from the conventional crowd. So we're having a little bit of fun. And this is our last segment. So if you'd like to call the show, our number is 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. And if you can't call or if you're picking us up on podcast, in fact, you can find our podcast at lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. But if you're picking this up on podcast and you've got a question, feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I personally respond to each and every email. So let's review where we were before we get into number two and number one on the top 10. So number 10 of what real estate investors do different than the conventional crowd was we save to invest where others invest to save. Number nine, we have an abundance mindset or an abundance mentality. Number eight, we stay in rehab. That's a fun one. We're constantly fixing up our properties and in our investments and bringing them up to speed. Number seven, we help others get what they want so we can get everything we want. That's a great one, and it's true. You can have everything you want as long as you help enough people get everything they want, okay? Number six, we borrow lots of money. We have massive leverage. We realize $1 controls $5 in real estate. Number five, this is a big one. We cash out our 401ks and our IRAs to buy real estate. We create passive income. We are not leaving our hands in the future of Wall. We're not leaving our future in the hands of Wall Street. Okay, so that was we cash out our IRAs and our 401ks. Number four, we pay less taxes, way less. Number three, we copy others, okay? We believe copying's good. We have a roadmap to success. We share it with others. We share it with new members. We're constantly helping others. If there's something you want to do in real estate, I promise you a member of Lifestyles Unlimited has been down that road, and they can advise you and help you, okay? So that brings us up to number two of the top 10. Number two of the top 10 things that real estate investors do different than the conventional wisdom crowd. We create passive income so that we can retire ourselves, all right? It is all about passive income. It's not about saving a pile of money and then pulling on that pile of money, that resource, and constantly depleting it month in and month out. So eventually you hope that you don't run out of money before you die. No, we do this opposite. We create passive income, cash flow. Folks, it's all about cash flow. It's not about saving to some predetermined figure and trying to predict the future. Cash flow is king. It grows every year. We're not depleting savings to live on. All right. Before we get to number one, I do want to give you an offer that we don't do very often at Lifestyles Unlimited. In fact, it's very rare. But if you're listening to me now and you have not taken action, if you have not done anything but you realize that the path you're on is not working, I want you to go to buymylifeback.com. Buymylifeback.com and check it out. Our financial freedom program is $740 a year, okay? Our package is $740 a year. But if you're listening right now, I will give you an opportunity to take $500 off that membership. That's right. $500, that makes the price for our financial freedom only $240, but you've got to go to buymylifeback.com, enter promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, promo code Mike, that's buymylifeback.com. You'll get the full package. This is not a reduced package. This gives you access to our financial freedom seminars, our member services teams, monthly case studies, our online hub and learning program. Okay, let's go to the number one thing that real estate investors do that the conventional crowd does not. Okay, drum roll, please. We give back. Okay, we absolutely give back all the time, 100%. In fact, we have a saying at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's a popular Dellism. It says, if you do not have enough to give, you do not have enough. All right. In a nutshell, that says right there, if you do not have enough to give, you do not have enough. So our members, we want to share our success and wealth with others, and we give back in so many ways, not just physical items or donations or charities. We have folks that are huge givers in that regard, literally financial givers. But I'm talking about giving of their time, of their education, of their knowledge. Folks, our mentors are millionaires. And these people are giving up their weekends. They're giving up their evenings. They're going on road trips on Saturday morning. They're going on road trips on Fridays. And these are people that are financially free and have the means to go do anything they want. But they continue to give back. They give back. They open their books. They teach. They answer questions. They mentor others. They participate in case studies. So these people really are our Sherpas when we travel the map for financial freedom. So that was a really fun show this morning. I encourage you to check out lifestylesunlimited.com. And if what you're doing is not working, come see us. And always remember, it's not about the money. It's about the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.